There is still one local congressional race that is still in question, even though Democrat Patrick Murphy has been declared the winner with a lead of more than 2,400 votes, enough to avoid a recount. Incumbent Congressman Alan West isn't giving up yet in his bid for the new seat covering North Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie counties. West says the race for that newly redistricted 18 is far from over. And as Jill Roberts reports from our sister station in Fort Pierce, he's filed a court injunction requesting a manual recount for the congressional district.
West alleges voting irregularities in St. Lucie County require the recount, saying some early voting ballots were recounted election evening. Supervisor of Elections Gertrude Walker said some of the ballots did need to be run again.
Yeah, that did occur. And the reason that occurred, we had five memory cards that failed in the process. And you know, there were a lot of votes on those cards. Yes, and that was a decision that was made by the board to go ahead and do that so that we could give complete results as we're required to go ahead and give complete results on election night.
Walker says she expects the decision from the court to come quickly, as recounts are to be completed by noon on Sunday. This is Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.
Elections officials in nine Florida counties, including Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, are still tallying the absentee ballots even after the presidential race was decided nationally. President Barack Obama holds a lead of about 50,000 votes, a little more than 50,000 votes, but he's not yet been declared the winner of the state's 29 electoral votes. And we're going to have the latest on the vote counting in Miami-Dade and elsewhere coming up at 8:04. And there's also information online at WLRN.org. And if you watched any of the Election Day coverage on TV, there was no escaping the video of Florida voters in long lines wrapped around polling places, the same for early voting days. Bobby O'Brien from our sister station WUSF asked a newly elected lawmaker if that's a signal that the legislature should reconsider statutes that have shortened early voting days.
The long lines may have made it seem like a record turnout, but only 70% of registered voters cast a ballot this election. In 2008, 75% turned out. Senator-elect Tom Lee, a former Florida Senate president, says lawmakers should step back and take a long view, but election reform is not a higher legislative priority for him.
No, it's still election night. We'll see what the results come in at. We'll see what some of the problems are, see if there's litigation, see if there are equal protection issues that occur, and whether or not there's something that needs to be addressed. And if there's something that needs to be addressed, we should address it.
Lee says he was in office when early voting was created, and he supported it. But he says he is worried now that the process set up for voter convenience has become a right and entitlement. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
In sports, Dwayne Wade scored 22 points on 10 of 14 shooting. LeBron James finished two assists shy of a triple-double. The Heat improved to 4-0 at home for the first time in franchise history as they beat up on the Brooklyn Nets last night, 103-73. Yesterday at this time, we aired a story about the Palm Beach County slot machine ballot measure that passed on Tuesday, but it contained an error in the story. Fern Cole of Delray Beach, whom we heard from, was actually in favor of the measure, not against it. We regret the mistake. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Lantzman.